Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Petrol heads across the country were devastated when it was announced the iconic Pukekohe Park Raceway would host its final motorsport event in 2023. Thankfully, the park's racing legacy has been preserved in a new short documentary called Checkered Flag. It follows the father-daughter duo managing the course at the end of its run as they try to give everyone one last chance to drive fast, and it's available to watch now via the spin-off. Its director, Natalie Wilson, is with me in studio. Hi, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good.
Yeah, good. Tell me about your connection to Pukekohe Park.
To be honest, there was very little connection at first. I'm not, prior to this, I wasn't a patron really, but yeah. I've always sort of loved going to the Speedway and looking at a bit of car stuff, and yeah, the connection came through the stock. I wanted to make something about racing and cars and the subculture and the people involved, and landed there, and the timing's just lined up. So yeah.
What events are captured in the documentary?
It's sort of the last events, things from just a plain old track day when anyone comes along in their really crappy little car and has a crack, and then the classic, the motorcycle festival, which has been going for decades and decades, premier events, all sorts of little things. There was truck racing, bikes, cars, all sorts.
So plenty of action and a bit of emotion too?
Mainly emotion.
Really?
Yeah, to be honest. So it's the story sort of behind the scenes. The motorsport, the engines and the fast cars and the glamour are sort of covered so well on Sunday TV.
Yeah.
So we sort of went in a little bit deeper and got the emotion and the people and what the place meant to them.
Tell me about the people.
The people were awesome.
Yeah, father and daughter?
Yeah. So they were a bit of a revelation, actually. We thought we were going to be making a doco about families outside of the park, but then when we showed up, there's this hilarious man who's sort of eagle-eyed, house-proud, looking for cable ties, and his daughter, Natalie, who is just extremely physically and mentally strong and doing her own thing, and both of them just really giving it all for their patrons, really prioritising everyone else's well-being, really love the park, really honour the park. So they were everything that we wanted.
Yeah.
So we just had to convince them to do it.
Yeah.
Which,
and as a documentarian, I guess you're really lucky in there when you're making a documentary about a thing, but then you actually come across this great, as it's called, the business, great talent.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, both of them are actually quite camera shy and weren't that keen, you know, initially to do it. But Gary said, you know, I'll do it for the park. And then Natalie said, I'll do it for Dad. So it was real, you know, they weren't sort of trying to promote themselves or anything.
Yeah.
It was just capturing how they are.
Has she had to change her perspective on what her own life is going to look like? I mean, I guess Gary's had a good innings there, but Natalie presumably might have seen quite a future there.
She'll be fine. Gary said she'll always be fine. She's that kind of person.
Yeah.
She has started a new business. She's got a coffee cart. And I think she was hoping to get, you know, her weekends back for the first time in years, which I'm not sure if she's managed. And Gary is always up to something. He used to own a roller skating rink in a previous life.
Gosh.
And actually teach the basics of figure skating, which is sort of incongruent with motorsport. But
quite funny, eh? From roller skating rink to race circuit.
It's all about the wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know he's up to something. You might need to talk to him in a few weeks.
What was the final day like?
It was beautiful, actually. Beautiful, heartbreaking, heartwarming. Everyone was definitely aware of this countdown. It was fast. There were a lot of laughs. There's always a lot of laughs and a lot of sort of camaraderie and just, it was a big day. Just huge emotions, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were the drivers aware of the significance?
Oh, yeah. They were. Yeah. A lot of tears. Mm. We actually thought at the start of the doco, I sort of went in hoping that maybe this sounds bad, but hoping we might get some bogan tears at some point.
Yeah.
But the entire few months we were there, it was, I mean, there was a lot of emotion from people that you don't normally see getting emotional. So that it was months and months long. The last day was just sort of the pinnacle of it.
Yeah. You could see it in their faces.
Oh, yeah. But on the day where Gary actually packed up and put the padlock on the gate, that was pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah. What was the most surprising thing of the whole process for you?
I think probably, even though I sort of, you know, nosy through the pits at other events, I kind of went in with the preconceived ideas that maybe we'd find this wall of men, for starters, that would just mansplain things to us and we'd sort of be this weirdo outsider team.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the case at all. I was very, very happy to see the representation from, you know, all these different types of groups. There are a lot of women there, a lot of tauiwi, a lot of Māori. It's not just, you know, this certain age group of men. So that was something I really loved. Yeah.
I guess when it closes down, you lose the focal point for a whole community of people.
Yeah, it's their third place, yeah. And it has been for generations.
Yeah.
It's a big loss. It's a big loss to the whole motorsport community. I think they're all feeling it. But also within each little family and, you know, the two mates that just meet up once a year for whatever event, you know, it's the third place is gone and they're, yeah, they're, it's going to be a big hole in their lives, I think.
Yeah. And so I guess that this is sort of the subtext of the documentary is, you know, it's not just this kind of raceway closing down, but a whole aspect of New Zealand life.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to that land?
The people, everyone that we interviewed was like, it's the horsey people taking over because ATR, Auckland Thoroughbred Racing, own the land and they want to have more stables and more facilities for horses.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of talk, obviously, and rumours about, you know, whether it's going to end up housing. Who knows? I don't know. But, yeah, I am pretty stoked that we've actually managed to document this moment and, you know, for the next generations that will hopefully be driving petrol cars or taking public transport, they can see, you know, the magic that was there.
Yeah. Did you mean to say hopefully driving electric cars?
Did I say that? What did I?
This is petrol cars.
Hopefully driving electric cars, yeah. Everyone.
You've been infected.
I have been.
By the love of petrol, gosh. By making this documentary. Thank you. Natalie Wilson, who is director of a documentary you can now watch on the spin-off website. It's called Checkered Flag, about the closure of the iconic Pukekohe Park Raceway. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.